Jean Roach creates and sells handmade jewelry. She's been an artist most of her life, starting with beadwork.
I think I really got into that while I was in college. I would do earrings to get the extra money. Earrings are always really easy to sell. And that was more of the beads, and I didn't start doing silversmithing about 22 years ago.
Roach, who's turning 60, says her husband taught her about silversmithing. He's from the Dene tribe, and she's Lakota.
When I first began doing the silver, I started out learning this, you know, with the rocks, turquoise, and stones, and kind of that style from the South.
But Roach says as her style developed, she incorporated Lakota designs and symbols.
So, you know, the turtle is real popular all over the world. So we do a lot of turtles. And then I add sometimes, you know, other parts of my creativity, like a leather purse. You know, then I'll put a little bit of beadwork and silver work on there.
Roach's son works with her on the artistic process. He draws out shapes like a buffalo. Then Roach cuts them out of silver and adds them to jewelry. Usually, they spend time on the road, traveling to markets and events across the country to sell their pieces. However, Roach and her family are high risk medically, and catching COVID-19 would be dangerous.
We had a big powwow in Aspen coming up in the first part of April, and we were kind of depending on that.
This year, their plans will change. For now, Roach says creating new work continues to be a source of inspiration.
It's medicine. Teaches you a lot of patience.
Roach says since art shows and events are canceled for now, her immediate goal is to develop her online presence. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Chyna Lockett in Rapid City.